We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Total Information AM Saturday on KMOX.
And we're back here on Total Information AM. Our guest now, an author and a guy who has done just about everything, from looking at the bio, pianist, composer, and my favorite is musicologist, Nolan Gasser, joining me now here on KMOX. Nolan, good morning and thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, Nolan, we're going to talk about your book here. The book is called Why You Like It, The Science and Culture of Musical Taste. But before we get to that, and you can already get the sense of where we're going to go in this conversation, but for folks who don't know, how does one exactly become a musicologist?
Well, you have to read a lot of books. So my path is such, it came as a bit of a surprise to me as well. I began as a pianist and a composer, began as an active musician very early. And when I was in my 20s, I was studying composition in Paris. And I stumbled on a CD. This is the very late 80s. And it was the music of a Renaissance composer named Josquin des Prez, not very well known. He was a contemporary of Leonardo da Vinci's. And the music was so different from music that I had, heard and studied in school that it just kind of blew my mind. It was so powerful to me that I needed to figure out what was making this music tick. Different approaches to melody and harmony and all those sort of musical parameters. And so I began digging, began reading about who this guy was and the time period. And so that really is what the whole field of Renaissance musicology or any branch of that field is, really diving into the history, diving into the figures and their approaches. And so that led me eventually to actually getting my PhD at Stanford. So it's a long road, but it's basically just a deep dive into the history, the context, and the actual contents of music.
So we fast forward.
That's what it means.
Yeah, so you fast forward. Now, you end up working at Pandora, which obviously that goes into tastes and playlists and all that. And then you end up with this book kind of explaining to us what our tastes are and why they get the way they do. So, and the big broad question, why do we like what we like? I mean, I'm a huge U2 fan. Why do I like U2 so much?
Well, it's a complex question. That's why it's a big book. But we all love music. We all have our particular tastes. We like a lot of music that, our friends and our family like. We also have those things that they like, that our brother likes that we can't stand, or even our spouse. We're all wired a little bit differently naturally. My own experience, you're right, I'm very fortunate. At the end of my studies at Stanford, I got connected with a company this is the year 2000. It was called Savage Beast Technologies. About 4 years later, they changed the name to Pandora. And I'm the architect of the Music Genome Project that actually makes the thing work from a musical standpoint. And what that really is a very deep way of analyzing every single song that you hear. So what we do is we have a whole team of trained music analysts, people that are trained in rock or jazz or classical, whatever the overall species, as we call it, is the overall style of music. And then they stare at a computer screen with headphones on and code hundreds and hundreds of parameters of melody and harmony and rhythm, what's going on, to figure out if you like,
For example, Sunday Bloody Sunday, why do I like that one? And you guys can figure that out with these guys in front of computer screens.
Right. So, again, there's so many factors, but that particular song, has, there's the sound of Bono's voice. There's the particular approach that Edge takes in his guitar and the drums and the particular kinds of harmonies. That song in particular has a lot of what is called a pedal point, where they'll stay on one chord, the kind of the tonic, the sort of the first chord for a long time. So that kind of creates a groove. That kind of creates this almost meditative quality in the song. It's got a real kind of short, what we call a motive, as its main melody. So it becomes kind of this hook. And so that certainly is an approach to music making that a lot of us like. But, you know, some people are actually less inclined to, you know, more simple approaches of a simple sort of hooky melody. They like a little bit more complex things or at certain times of day. So they may be less, you know, a fan of U2 and maybe more of Tears for Fears or something, you know, where melodies are, I don't know, I'm just making that up. But, you know, we all find those musical aspects that really resonate with us. But of course, our taste in music goes way beyond just what's happening in the music itself. That plays a big role. And that's what Pandora is all about, finding those connections between songs.
Some of it's social, too, isn't it? I mean, some of it's social. Yeah. Some of it's our friends. Let me give you an example, very pertinent to St. Louis right now. Our hockey team is in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the St. Louis Blues, in fact, playing the San Jose Sharks out on the coast close to you. And the team's theme song has become Gloria by Laura Branigan, of all songs. And right. Radio station here in town just completed playing it 24 hours straight, and their audience went up by more than 100%. And everybody loves that song right now. And that is completely a social beast, is it not?
That is a fantastic example of the way that music has a unique power to bind us together. So that when your audience is hearing Gloria, they're listening and they're resonating with the contents of the song. But that is becoming this glue, this almost ritualistic way that we are all one. So that everyone is locking into the rhythm. That's actually a technical term called entrainment, the ability to find that pulse, dun da da dun da da dum. And we are unique among species that can do that. So When all the listeners in St. Louis are listening to it, they are indeed participating in a ritual. And if you go across the globe, you won't find very many rituals that don't have music associated with it. It becomes that glue. So that's certainly a good part of why we may like a song.
All right. Nolan Gasser, the book again called Why You Like It, The Science and Culture of Musical Taste. Available in bookstores and on Amazon, all the places you find your books. And Nolan, we thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.